Yishami Klayim Daf Samach Dalet. So the Gemara in the bottom of Samach Gimel Beis, right after the Mishnah, discussed the halacha. The Tanakama said halacha that you can Machlokes Tanoim whether you can aser Mekadesh Davar Sheinu Shelo, whether a person if your zera got put on in someone's kerem, can you aser or not? Tanakama says that a person can be aser, can make someone else's things aser. Then of course he has to pay him. He's mechuyev for the damages, but he's able to make it aser. He's able to aser it. And the question is, and the Tanoim disagree. What's the basis of this machlokes? What's the tama machlokes? The Gemara is going to discuss this now into what the halakha is. The Gemara says as follows. Torah says that you don't have to go ahead and plant kamacha klayim. You can't make your fingers into klayim. Any other kamacha. Torah says your kamacha. It doesn't say kerem klayim. It says your kamacha. Mashma that what? Keremacha minai. What about someone else's kerem? Can you make someone else's kerem? Tamalayma klayim. The Torah says klayim. Which means again what? So again, the Tanakhama says that at least you would say dafka your thing is usher, but someone else's you can't make it usher, and they can't make it usher. And the fact that Torah says the lashon kilayim, tamaluma kilayim, therefore mashma that it's kilayim is kilayim for everybody, even. In other words, really should say lotisra kalayim bekamecha. They should not make us in your. That would be the usher would be dafka yours. You can't answer anybody else's. But the fact that the Torah uses the pasuk in an unusual way, Torah uses a lashon of the pasuk of the of lotisra kamecha kalayim, which is really not the proper way of saying it. It tells you look that even if it's not kamecha, you're still chay. You're still chay for. It's the way the Marav Fulda brings down from the Rosh and the Mishnah that since it comes before Kamecha Kodem Shemek Kalayim Mashma Kalayim Achol Makom Afilayim Shachar. That's the Kiddush of the Pasig. That's where the Tanakhama gets it from. That you have a Chiyuv even for someone else's. You can be Makdish Dava Sheinu Shalom. And the Gemara discusses the Halakha of an Isser of a Kalayim. So Gemara says, what about if a property that doesn't belong to a Jew belongs even to a guy? What would be halacha? How does that work? Amar Lezer Ramei. So this halacha the Bryce is Rameir. And Rameir says, Rameir, I man, the guy kinyan Eretz Yisrael, the potter of Isis. A guy does not have any ownership in Eretz Yisrael to potter it from Isis. And therefore, according to Rameir, then only according to Rameir, we say a guy. His land is subject to Kalayim because he himself doesn't own it. So, Mila, when you go ahead, somebody pinned Kalayim and a property that belongs to a guy, you are Chayiv because it's not his. It's not like you asked it his because he can't own anything. He's not allowed to own anything. If he doesn't own anything, Mila, then therefore it's only going to be considered yours. And therefore, when you go ahead and you're Chayiv and you go ahead and you make it Usher, so you make yours Usher. And therefore, Gai Mei Akoka Rameyah Sfila Ain Kinyan. The Yesh Kinyan Gai Af Kalim Ain Noig Be Kerem Shalom. Gemal Meiser would be that Kalim would not be Noig in his Kerem except like Meiser. It would be the same Alocha. So Rameyah, therefore, the Torah tells you that Dafka Bagoi that the Gai Dafka Bagoi we have a Kashita Kontra Rameyah. The Alocha would be that you can go ahead and be obligated for the Kalayim, because even though we said Ein Kinyan L'Goy Be'eretz Yisrael Apatra Ben HaMaisris, which means that the Kedusha still stays, and therefore, no matter what happens to Goy, whether he bought it first or he got sold to another Jew, the Goy's possession, it never has any credence to it, because he cannot have any Kinyan in Eretz Yisrael. And therefore, since a Maisris you bought, even though you're Chuyv Maisris, the gift to Yisrael, that's still the Torah's Karmakha, is Mashma, even Kerem Shalda. So we see that Kontra Meir would be Aser, include the Kerem of a Goy, would be the same Halacha, would apply it because a Jew can't own it, so it would be considered an Isser Kalayim, that you're making an Aser, for Jew would be considered Aser, and you wouldn't, you put your Zera on his Kerem, or vice versa, it would be considered Aser as well. Said the Gemara. Rav Yochanan disagrees. The Mishnah is not a quantum, it's a quantum to everybody. All the shittas, all opinions. Because Tifto Begoy Shagazara Kamra Kalayim Lakobi in Israel. To mind the case of a guy who planted his vineyard with Kalayim, and then the Jew went ahead and bought it from him. So now the question is, what's the Yisr? What's his status that now? What is the status of it now? So when he bought it for him, Lakobi in Israel, now Vachai Mishamakayim. So now the Jew is Usr. Because he's being Mekayim to fill. He didn't plant it. The guy planted it. And the guy did it best to do whatever he wants to. But now that the Jew bought it, Torah says you can't lo yikayim a klaim. You can't keep it either. So you have to go in and uproot it. And that's the kiddush according to everybody. So the case is whether yesh yesh kin lo kiakum. It doesn't make a difference. Not so much where the guy owns it now. It's about the guy did own it at one point and the klaim happened on his watch and his when he owned it. But it doesn't make a difference because everyone agrees at the end of the day when he buys it, when the Jew buys it and it's owned by, and it's klaim on it, that he's mechuyev to remove it because you can't be mekayim it. Not only can't you plant it, but even mekayim it, you have to uproot it, it would be considered also. It would be considered also the same as it would be if you planted it yourself. Says the Gemara. So Gemara says, therefore we say, that's the halakha, therefore it could be kuli amma, it doesn't have to be the Rameyer, it could be kohen to anybody. Rav Yonah, Rav Yosef, Atarayo, Aminon. Both of them say, Rameyer, they all agree it's Rameyer, not like Rav Yochanan says the Divrei HaKol, but rather, like we said before, they both said it's like Rav Meir. The Shita is Eretz Yisrael, a guy is therefore a potter from Eretz Yisrael, anything that's loose, mitzvah loyaretz, because he has no kinyan in the land. And therefore, it would be even a guy would plant it in a Jewish field is Zasir, and a Jewish worker in a Geisha field is Zasir, because a guy doesn't own it, so he's really doing it for himself, but doing it for the Jews that own it, because a guy himself doesn't have any kinyan in. So either way, it's going to be considered Zasir. The Ramei would be considered Zasir, is the way that the Amari Fulda learns this Gemara, the Gemara's Techidish, the Rav Yonah is saying it in Rameir. And therefore, it would be dafke in a chanami, not the kuyamu, but our contra mei, that it's dafke in the kinyan of a goy. Gemara discusses this, continues the shayla. Gemara discusses halacha, whether you can go ahead and ask for something else that belongs to you, belongs to someone else. Never. Gemara says, gab an animal, that's worth rebel zara. What's the halacha there? A person went ahead and wished rebel an animal, the animal's mechuyev to be killed. The animal's mechuyev to be killed. So Gemara says, istan, and now we looked in a braisa, a braisa mentioned shalachayim. Whether you worshipped your own animal, you worship someone else's animal. It's usher. You can't use this animal as a carbon. You have to destroy it. So it becomes usher. Istan, and now without a braisa, and shalo usher. You can usher his own, but shalachayim out, you can't usher other. You can mutter, you can't make someone else. The other one still be mutter. The same idea. Same machlokas over there, by never behema, the same halacha would apply. Do we have a machlokas whether you can asser your animal? A person went and worshipped Avodah Zarah. So Mamela, if it's yours, you can asser yours and someone else's. Oh, you say no, that's Shalachair Mutter. You cannot be other people Mutter because the person can't Tavashayin Shalom. Same Akhloik as we had over there, the same would be the same Shal over here. The Chari would be the same Malacha. So the Gemara, how do you buy the Mema? The Talmidim wanted to understand. They wanted to say pshat. Many of them says in the Brayse that whether you worship your own animal or some other animal, either way it's considered aser. That's a Rav Yehuda and Rav Yehuda who hold, like the Tanakama, that a person can make something. You go ahead, you can aser. Make something also which is not yours. But man yom shlo asa v'shalachir mutter. The Brayse who said that the person had said that mutter other people are mutter because you can't answer other people. Yosef Shimon is Yosef Shimon. According to the Rula Mishnah that way. So the chayra with this the machlokas the two Brayses whether it's mutter or not is good for the machlokas tanoim. The same thing in our case over here. We talk about Issa Kalayim. Can you ask for someone else's field? So to over there, same machlokas would come out over there. Now, Gaya too, whether you can ask for another animal or not. So Gemara Yosef Hashem Allah. Yosef disagrees and said in the name of Lo, do you call it Mishnah Gana according to everybody, all the Shitas Tanoim? Kalayim is for everybody holds that it all is. You cannot go make someone else's property. The Gana Tem, we learned in the Mishnah. We don't say it's like I say over there, the Gemara wants to say in the Mishnah, something that's alive, an animal that's alive, even though it becomes us for an individual person to use, it becomes us a Lagvoa. It becomes us a Lagvoa because you used it for a Dover, for Avodah Zarah. So it's also by not till, therefore you can use it. But you know, you can use it for yourself, for head, you can use it for your personal needs, but you can use it for Gavah, you can't bring it as a carpet. Simply something that's not yours, I be shayin nesel, head, you nesel, Gavah. Even though the luck is, it doesn't become usher for yourself, it still it becomes usher for Gavah, because there's a different standard. That the halacha is, we're much more chamadik on a avodah zarah to use for a carbon something that even more than regular use. If it's regular use, sometimes we can allow you to do it. You can't ask for someone else's animal, but for a carbon we're much more machmir, and therefore we say we can ask for someone else's property and someone else's animal, and maybe it's not considered that it's disqualified, and if halacha would be that you're obligated for it to be chuyah for it. Permitted for regular use, and also even any type of use at all, it would be considered usher. So therefore, it would be different. The two sugyas would be different. Special din by carbon, by use it by an animal. It's a special din that we have a gavoa, like Abi Gavoa. We usher even higher level than it would be for a hedge, it would be mutter, but for a gavoa, it would be usher. Says the Gemara. Amar Bashim Malakish, Oimer, Kenasid Rav Meir. The halacha we say to pay for the grain. When you became something, became Kalayim, and the halacha you have to pay, you damage it, you put your zero, you planted your zero, and you damage the property, you're mechuyev to pay him. The shah is why you're mechuyev to pay him. I grew up in a zuck and potter. You damage someone's property, you're potter. Here, you caused it to happen, but it's still a grama. Why would you be chayev? Why would you be chayev? So there's a tremendous arichas here in the Choshen Mishpat as to what exactly are you chayev? Is it a garmi? Is it a grama? Is it direct? Is it indirect? What is the halacha that we told that we would consider chayev? Lamaisa, the Gemara is saying, according to what we said, you chayev a garmi, you chayev a meyah holes, you have to pay, you pay the meyah because we damaged you, because when you cause someone damage, it's like you a garmi, even if you did it indirectly, and you didn't do it directly, it might be you're dying, but indirectly, it's the halacha, because you're still chayev. That's why meyah shita, that you have to pay anyway for the damage. And Rav Shimon Lakish paskin actually in a case like Rav Meir, then you mechuyev to pay for gamim, you mechuyev to pay, and he quoted from our Mishnah. So he quotes the halacha that even though Meir itself is a shita's yakid, the Rabbim holds that you're not chayev for gamim. But Rav Shimon Lakish paskin like this shita, quoted the Mishnah in Nachum Rav Meir shita, and paskin halacha that is considered gamim and you're chayev, and therefore you're damaged. You went in, you put your seed, you planted on your kerem of your friend, you are chayev to pay for the damages because of din of the gamim. So at the Gemara, person goes ahead and spreads out his grapevine on the tefuah of his friend. The Gemara said, what happens? You have to pay for the damage. Now, what did he do? What damage did he do? What does it do? The damage is not right when you put it on. Well, only when it grows more and it begins to grow on 200, that's when it becomes asur. By putting it on itself and you take it off, there's no issue. It doesn't asur the thing. There's nothing there. It just has to go where it grows and it's increased based upon being there. At least 1/200, that's when you're chayev. Sell it, Makashayisel. If he died to himself, and if he did it on his own, he didn't, it was Machayev him, he didn't do it, he did it on his own. So, Mela, therefore, the halacha would be that it would be still the din of Kalayim, because why? Because once you increased it a little bit, the halacha is that you consider a garm, you cause the damage, and you cause the damage, you have to pay for damages. And this is nice, you would raise the profit, you would raise it up, the value, so since by at least the 200. So mainly, therefore, we consider it aser, because with maisa, we consider a gami, and you'd be obligated to pay within the gami over here in this case as well. That's 30 mouthful that learns the Gemara. He added for himself that he would go ahead and have to pay the knas for that particular time. So the Gemara says, "Chad banash, have chasali Rav Elazar." There was a certain person who showed his coin to Elazar to see if it was a valid coin. So Amalei Atavahi, Elazar said to him, "It's a good coin. It's a valid coin." So the Gemara said, "Based on that, you paskin alaka. He accepted the coin, took it, viuslas. Then it came out that it was no good." So he thought that it was considered good, and he paskin that it was considered good, the coin, but then it came out that it wasn't good. So the shaila is, what's the damage now? How much do you have to pay? Is it din de garmi? Is it din de grama? What exactly is it? The Gemara is going to continue to explain. Trying to understand Rameyur Shita of garmi, and the Gemara says, Ovid kavase minada, that Rav Shimon Lakish paskin like Rameyur, even though Rameyur is a das yakid, that garmi is chayiv. But the paskin like him, and Zariah from the source of our Mishnah, which we see is the sheet of Rav Meir. So the Gemara wants to understand that, how do we know for sure it's Rav Meir? Maybe it's not Rav Meir's sheet in our Mishnah. The Gemara explains, a masakas gafnal gabi to Rosh Chaveiro, person goes and spreads his grapevine over the tool of his friend. The halacha is, you have to pay, because he damaged it. Now, what did he do? What exactly did the person do? When you put the thing on, right when you put you spread the grapevine over the person's tvua, it doesn't become usher right away. It's not usher right away. There's no issue. Elawat kishahosev, only after it's there and it grows now 1/200th. We said already in the Mishnah before, that's when it begins usher. Before that, it's nothing. The mice itself is not usher. It's only after it grows by itself afterwards, it grows at that position, then we say that you're chayiv. So my meila, if he died to Moshe, when it happens, it goes on its own. It didn't increase because he made it increase. The on its own, the natural thing of the thing it does, it grows on its own. It spreads out. So if it spreads out, So Mela, it's not him that did it. So it's not Pidaita Usuf. Me'atzmo, says the Rama Fulda, it went by itself. So why is he Chayev? So how do you know the Halakha of the Mishnah is talking about a case of Garmi? Maybe that the it's not even anything. Teretz is, no. Mazik be a dime, it's not. But a Garmi, it still is. It's still that you caused the damage. That's what Garmi means. You caused the damage. And therefore, you still the fact that you're Chayev, like we see from the Mishnah, that's the Chiddush of the Mishnah, that you're Chayev because of the pay, because Lamaisa, you caused it, and that's why you have. That's a mayor shita, and that's what we see that the Mishnah is the mayor. When it says, what's the case where of Shimon Lakish, Taka Paskin, like a mayor? There's a certain person who's showing a coin to Rav Lazar to see if it's a valid coin. Amalei Tovahi said it's a good coin. So Gemara says, if he said it's a good coin, so Gemara says, when he took the coin, if he accepted it and believed him, he took the coin. The Ifslas, later it turned out that the coin was not good. It was an invalid coin. It wasn't good. Why is it invalid? Because it became obsolete, or because it's only in a certain place it works and it's not good over here anymore. So Memela, it had no value. So now, what happens now? So now Gemara says, it became that matpe, that coin became no good. So now the question is, who's chayev? What's he chayev for? So also the Kamei Rav Shimon, came over a look at his case, whether he's mechuyev or not. And does he have to pay him back? Does he have to reimburse him for the coin or not? But kansei, and he went and fined him. He said, you have to pay for the value of the coin. What's the halakha? Based upon the price. Amara dina l'shulchan. A person goes and shows a dina to a money changer to show that if it's a valid coin, and he says, Nimtzaran, he said it was good, then he finds that it was taka no good. The guy made a mistake. The money changer has mechuyev to pay him because he took payment. When you go to a money changer, you pay him for his expertise to tell you if it's a good coin or not. And he said it was a good coin. So now that he was wrong, he was mistaken, and you lost, so now he caused you. It's Garmi, and you have to get paid for it because you paid him for his services. Therefore, halakha, you have to pay. So we see that the Faith Gemara, so we say, well, they have a Chayav Shamit, they have to pay because you paid for it, therefore you mechuyev. Rabbi Yezer, no, see, Saka. The Rabbi Yezer took payment. Rabbi Yezer himself was, well, how would he take payment to go if a coin's correct? What are you bringing that case to the Rabbi Yezer? Is the one who went ahead and Paskin and took them, they told the guy it's a good coin and now he caused some damage. That's not a, he's not a money changer. He doesn't take money for this. It was a favor. The guy asked him a question. He thought he knew and he gave an answer for free. He gave the answer that it's a good coin. So how could you Paskin against him based upon the Brisa, the halacha of a din of a maradino shulchani that you're chayev garmi, because you caused him a damage, you didn't do anything, you didn't get any benefit from it. So how could you say, what's the case over there? It's not the same case as the money changer. Gemara says, or Yaakov, Ramuva, Maksik, Bo, Nosi, Sakhar. Person who goes ahead and relies on someone else, they ask the question if it's a coin, and you don't say you don't know, but you say you know. And based upon that, the guy went ahead and bought it and used it, and then he got lost. That's like you took payment, and merely you considered you have to pay. No, it's in a chanami, even though the Maisa, you didn't actually get money for it, the servant, but since you went and you did that, it's like you're relying on him, it's like you took money for it, and Mamela, therefore, you're a chayev. You're a chayev to pay for the difference of what the coin was. And Machsikon Solirosa says that you relied on him, it's like you took a word for you, like you took a scarf, for instance, the Marfolda. And Mamela, therefore, or another Pshat, he says, so fact that you got on know that he recognized you, that he asked you your opinion, he values your opinion, that makes you feel good. That's a tremendous thing. For that, it's also worth money. So he did get something. Mamela, it's not the scar. And therefore, look, is you have a chayv, didn't the garmi, you are a chayv. So the Gemara says, Yossi bar Abun, you have a different way to understand it. When I said Yossi, the son of Abun, Abshad, the Maisa of Shem ben Alakish, was a different halacha. What was the case over there? No, in the comment that we say over there is a Shitas Yachid. It's not the Shitas like our mayor says. What is halacha? Can see Rabbanon, or the Yols, Elo Avidazar Am, Avidazar says, that halacha over there that he held that he mechuyev to pay because he go ahead and he told him the coin was good and it wasn't. Well, that's why I'm a country Rabbanon. Rabbanon, it's a Rabbanon give you a fine. Really, it's really an echarami. It's not the din of a mayor's halakha of that you a mayor's halakha, a unique halakha that he says that you have to pay because of garmi. No, it's nothing to do with that. Here, the rabbanon say, I'll go bust a row. Everyone agrees that you have to pay. Everyone agrees that you have to pay. So the why? Because you gave the guy a mistake. You told him the wrong information, and based on that, he lost money. That's halakha. You're chayef for that. That's the damage that you have to pay.
So Gemara says, "Kanti Rabbanu, but a pedia." It's a lakasha. Amen. Kanti Rameir. It's Rameir's fine. No, really, Chacham don't answer it. Rameir's the one who said that if you go ahead and you validated a coin and you it was you made a mistake and you caused the loss, that you're mechuyev to pay. It's like Rameir. The case happened for a relizer that came to Paskin Alaka for a Shimon Lakish, show Shimon Lakish Lame. He asked him a question. I think it's a mundan. This fine that you gave ahead, and you go ahead and you told her, they were go ahead and said the coin was good and now it's no good. Who is it going? Who's the one? Who's the one you're paying the kanas to? If, who's the one making you pay the kanas? Either one, I'm going to say, if you're talking about the Rabbis, the Chachamim or Rameir. I'm going to say, Rabbanon, he said to him, the Rabbanon was the one. It's a real, not the shit of Rameir, but Yachid, but even the Rabbanon hold that it's considered Yachayim. I'm only puk shalem. Hashem, like I said, go and pay. Go ahead and find yourself the person who holds that you have to pay. Go out and pay, because that Gemara says that since you went ahead, you caused the mazik, and you did that based upon the loss of the value of your coin, and that's what caused him. It caused you to have an ezer. The Gemara says over there, you have to pay. He's not mechuyev. They're going to leave you here without mechuyev to pay. You want to share in the cost that was involved. So the Gemara says, go and pay it. Go pay the thing that you caused for the damage. That you have to pay. So the Gemara says, that we say that that's the proper halacha. That you're talking about a person, you go in and damage someone else that you have to pay. The Gemara wants to say, what's the halacha? I'm Rabbi Yochanan Kamoy, I know him, Jena Suros. Everyone agrees, Rabbi Yosef and Shimon agree in the Mishnah, if you have grapes and you go in and you ask for that's considered usher. That everyone agrees that would be considered usher by the grapes. The question is, if you ask it by the grain, by the tfua, what's the halacha by tfua? That's the Gemara Shaila. Less than one shayla. I'm Levi Lazar. Oh, you say any neser? I said no. That we said there. Aser. We don't aser the grain. Doesn't become aser. She ain't no aser neser. That what doesn't become aser. At the grapevine, that you're making aser. Since Lamaisa was saying that beetsim it's mutter. They keren it's mutter. It doesn't become aser. The vine itself is considered a shtick. That the vine itself is considered something that you're obligated to pay. And therefore, the halacha would be, that's the case over there, Rav Yossi is saying, and that's the case of why all in it is lacha. That's why the Gemara said the kofas are there, since it causes an issur to happen, mainly becomes usher, and it's usher, you have to pay. Mapalina, what's the case of the argument? What's the case of the argument? Where it says, Masach, the Gavno, I got me to a shakavero. The case of William, the Gavno, shakavero, you put it on the tool of your friend, of a Masachik, I just gaffed him, shakavero, shakavero, you went ahead and you put the covered over the grapevine of your friend on your tefuah, on his tefuah, on his own tefuah. Kol amma moideh shaser. Everyone agrees that it's considered aser. That becomes aser. That's mamish kalayim biyadayim. That will be considered aser. When do we say it's not aser? When we tell Allah will be over here. Kol mishnakam avero will be considered good, but otherwise the echanami would be considered aser. So the Gemara says the chayra we have a machlokas the Tanakama and the Rebbe Meir. We say that Allah you mechuyev or not. If you went up belongs to someone else, davshein shalom. We have a machlokas tanoim whether you mechuyev to pay for it or not. So the Gemara, I'm a nazi. Gavin shachavir al gavin shachaviro. A person went ahead and spread out the geffen of his friend on the gavin tivos shachaviro. Where's friend? Where we with the tivos of the shachaviro where the grain is? The question is, where is it alone? Who owns the thing? The two. So Gemara says Tanakama holds that even if it doesn't become usher, the halakha would be considered isher kalayim. So Gemara wants to know what is the case in such a case? What is metzias? The shmanim and ador. Let's learn from the case over there. What the case of machlokes is? What's the mishnah? Have you seen my semeachot chazar is kama b'shvi? The person went and planted his field b'shvus. My semeachot chama the kiriki came from Rav Akiva and he said the other man on the makish dava shlo. You can't go as the mutter because the person can't be makish dava. That's not his. I ran a gevah shlo and a tefuah shlo. The shvi is not his and the tefuah is not his and the grain is nothing is his. V'tavas yet tanakama hold. That's considered a problem. The halacha we see that the halacha would be a contra b'kiva that it could be said it's usher. The question is, why is it usher? It's argued with the Tanakama. Tanakama is the one who holds that position. That lemaisa you mechuyev to pay because of the damage. So it's usher even if it's not yours. So to over here, even though it's not yours, the halacha both of them would say that you are mechuyev to pay the damages because there's nothing else that's going to survive. Nothing gets to be able to survive. The concept of being able to say that you can make something that's usher if it's not yours, and it remained considered that you'll handle down, that it be considered usher, that you'd be able to go ahead and tell us that the usher is even something, Shein Shalom, not even Olov Shas, but here particularly, it usher you because we're saying that when I look at the answer to the question from the Brisa onto the Mishnah, and to explain the Shita of Elezer, according to Rav Meir, would be the halakha according to all the different Shitas of the Mishnah.